Hey, Podcast World! Ha! This is Soca the Great, and today, like the last time, we have our new co-host, the man that is here always and supports of 100%, Johnny Mascal. Johnny, what's up, my brother?
Hello, hello, everybody. What's going on? How's everybody doing?
Everybody
Happy New Year.
Woo, yeah. Happy New Year to everybody, yeah! And you know, we got, again, haven't seen him for a long time, our buddy, one of the original Beer Fest members. OG, right? CEO George. What's up, George?
What's going on, man?
You good?
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my brother. And like always, you know, he's been here a few times already, like in a row. We got to give him like a little award or something.
Oh, he always leaves early.
Ozzy, what's up, Ozzy, man?
What's up? I'm about to leave like in 30 minutes.
I do it, bro. All you guys.
And in the control, like always, Boris.
And the what?
Income warrior in the control. In the control, the production.
Translation.
You're gonna have to see the
control the mic.
Boris the income warrior, my brother.
You control the mic.
You good?
He controls the mixer, the button.
Yeah, the mixer, the mixer.
He's the button guy.
Oh, that's what he called. Okay, you don't control the mic, you control the mixer. Got you.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is new year, all right, new year. But, you know, before we go into, like, dive into the new year resolutions and all kinds of stuff like everybody else, new year resolutions, right?
What the fuck did he just
resolution. Resolution. New year resolution.
Resolution.
Resolution. Let's go. Let's actually look back a little to the 2023, man.
Yeah, let's hear about
let's see, like, stories.
Let's hear about your fuck ups, right? Let's hear about your biggest fuck ups of 2023, huh?
Well, challenges. Let's put it that way. Challenges of like last year. Anybody has like any challenge they want to like kind of?
I chipped a tooth.
Ooh.
I chipped a tooth.
Oh, you did?
I chipped a tooth. I tried skateboarding.
Oh, get out of here, bro.
And I chipped a fucking tooth.
Oh, shit.
It didn't work out.
Getting too old. That's what happens when we get older.
I don't know if that would be something that I want to try at my age. Hell to the no.
I was talking to like Mike Tyson for like 2 weeks. With a lift.
That's messed up, man. I mean, to me, it's always been injuries, you know, like my back, freaking elbows. And the other day was on my, now it's my knees. So it's kind of like, you know, it's an old age and just like, you know, CrossFit is great, but CrossFit has something that people don't understand, and that is that CrossFit pushes you, well, not the trainers or the coaches, it's just you that pushes yourself because you see your friends, your buddies, kind of like doing weight. And you're like, I could do that, and I've done it before. Let me just go for it, you know?
You get attacked by ego.
No, no, right.
The ego comes back. You think you're 10 years younger.
Man,
and then,
you're
bam.
Like in that hype. Like, yo, I could do this. I could do this. And then you might do it one, twice, and you feel good. But then once you get home, that's when everything hits you. You're like, whoa! And you're crying. You're crying like a little girl. You know?
Yeah.
And that's the problem with me, I guess.
I get home and I'm hurting. I don't know about crying like a little girl, but you know.
Cry like a grown ass.
I'm crying.
Just pretend.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Just pretend I didn't say it, but yeah, man. You know. What about you, George? Anything in particular, man, last year?
I'm retired. Oh, last year? simple shit, man. Working.
It's good.
Just work.
What about running? Were you running and stuff?
A lot of kettlebell shit.
Oh, yeah?
My knees. I hate to say it, but I think CrossFit fucked up all my knees, bro.
Wow. Same, my knees are messed up, too.
I got pretty bad knees.
Every time I get up, it's
my knees is
pop.
Fucked
up. I don't know, maybe because I stopped.
But does it hurt, though?
Nah, it's no pain. It's just
okay. If it cracks, cracking's okay, right?
So cracking
completely fine is completely normal. It's when gas is formed inside the knee that you hear the pop.
That's right.
Oh, it's gas is in the knee. It's not bone on bone.
Okay.
If it cracks, you're okay. That happens to everybody.
If it hurts, that bone
now that's something different. You got to go to the doctor.
I got a lot of fucking gas now.
You got to lay off the frijoles.
Yeah,
you
know, man. Don't light a match next to your joints.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what about the row? You used to row a lot, and we were talking about that competition we did.
Yeah, I row once in a while.
Oh, yeah?
The good thing about having a row at the house is just Just turn the TV on.
Yeah.
You start rolling, man. You forget about.
Talk about the competition you guys did.
Yeah, yeah, no. I was going to say that. That we actually did a competition. I was telling you before we started that we actually did a competition, but it was rowing and drinking beer. So.
I was there. I was just drinking. No rowing. Yeah. No rowing. Just
so
drinking.
It was good. It was good in a sense, but the whole drinking gets to you after a while. By like the third round, you kind of like you feel it. You're basically tipsy, not to say drunk
and bloated.
And then you have to like get and sit on that row and then just row, and all that movement actually gets into your head, all right? And then it comes a time that you're looking at the rower, but you just want to get this stuff done because you feel that you're going to throw up. You feel that you're going to pass out. You feel like, you know, you're going to just fall off the rower because, you know, you go all the way back.
Right.
And you feel like, going back and forward.
It's more crunching in. It feels like a balloon that just doesn't pop in there. It's just
With
a strap on or without the strap on?
Strap on.
Everybody has
you have to strap your feet on the roar. Yes.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't know is strapping
on your feet on the roar.
You gotta verbalize that part.
I don't think very good looking English, but that strap on thing, I know. I'm just asking. I just wanted to be sure that somebody was.
This is my last podcast.
The whole idea of actually rowing and going back gets to your head.
A different rower.
Yeah. It gets to your head. It definitely gets to your head. Yeah, absolutely. It definitely goes to your head. And like I said, the crunching and all that stuff. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Those
but
gases,
but it was a good experience. It was a good experience. What about you, Ozzy? Any type of challenges last year? Any stuff you was trying to
lose weight, man?
Oh.
But you look good.
Yeah, I lose like 48 pounds.
Whoa, congrats, man.
Yeah, congrats.
January 5th last year, man, I was like with my daughter playing volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't reach the freaking ball, man.
Mm.
Whoa.
And, I couldn't reach the ball. Like, I told my daughter, look, I promise you.
You couldn't reach the ball.
I'm going to lose weight.
Yeah.
And after that, man, I feel good. You know, I lose weight.
What'd you do?
Yeah.
Regimen?
No, actually.
Regimen diet?
I'm still eating carbs. No, actually, I did like the fasting thing. Like, I eat the latest like at 3 o'clock. And I don't eat nothing like until the next day. And in the mornings, I run like 5 miles every day in the morning.
Okay.
Wow. Get up like 6 o'clock in the morning, run 5 miles.
You feel good.
Empty stomach?
Huh? Empty. No breakfast. Then I finish, like I have my good breakfast and my breads, my eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And then like lunch at 2.
Carbs and protein.
They do CrossFit at the afternoon and that's it.
You work out with your eggs?
Boris trying to
I got my eggs done.
Take the spotlight off himself.
Not a strap on. I got my eggs on.
What about you, Johnny?
That's good. Like, I chipped my tooth.
That's it?
That's all I did.
Nothing else?
And it's still married.
Well, nothing happened to you last year, bro.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, not for nothing, but my boy Alex is a personal trainer, too.
Oh, Alex.
Alex.
Woo! Well, no, he was here the last time.
Oh, so you can tell me I don't hear
you
right
now. He was here last time. Alex, any challenges for you last year, man? Like, personal challenges and, you know, when it comes to working out and stuff?
You don't have to get too personal. Just, you know, being in the right around the right people that is all have a like-minded.
That's true.
You know, sometimes like when you're around people or friends who have a certain lifestyle that doesn't match, you know, you have to kind of like
adjust, find
a balance or find friends that balance that other side off.
What was it hard to do?
I mean, it's not easy, but it's not hard. You know, it's just something. I think it comes with self-awareness and stuff.
Yeah, we all deal with that shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
But sometimes, you know, you pick your friends, but when it comes to
time... I feel
like
the hardest part is showing up to the gym, you know? Gotcha. It always is. Once you show up, you know what to do.
Right.
Or if you go to CrossFit, they tell you what to do, you know? Sometimes, like, I've had a period of a couple months where, like, I fall off of the schedule, and it's just hard to get back into it. And the hardest part is just showing up, making it a habit again after a couple weeks.
Correct. You just gotta mentally check in. Exactly. Yeah. Get back into that routine.
Yeah. So that's actually like in the mode I am right now, new year, you know.
So what are your, if you actually do New Year resolutions or no?
I do, my birthday's on the 27th, so right around, you know, Christmas and New Year, so it is a new year for me.
Yeah, I
always look at it like it is a new year, you know, so I don't do like New Year's resolution, but I do like new age resolutions, I guess, you know?
Yeah. Like what, like, exactly? Like
you don't have to wait for the first, you're going to start it.
But what are you trying to do this year, like, you know, that you set your mind to, like, okay, I want to do this, or at least I want to achieve it or try to or something like that?
I thought about powerlifting competition. Just to, you know, discipline and mentally, like, set goals and stuff. I never really cared for a competition on the stage against other people, like, but my, I always enjoy, like, strength training. So not so much like hypertrophy or building muscle, but more so like
powerlifts.
I love deadlifts. If there's only one exercise I could do for the rest of my life, it'd be deadlift and farmer's walk.
Yeah.
It's a full body. It's full body. Mm-hmm. You know?
Somebody was saying that the rewards when it comes to deadlift is actually
high risk, low reward.
Right.
So it is a very technical.
Exactly.
So you know, have to learn how to do it, right?
If not, then you like.
Yeah, I don't recommend it for beginners and stuff like that because you know it's high risk, like you said.
Well, if you're going heavy though. If you're like trying to PR all the time, of course it's gonna be high risk. But that's everything.
CrossFit,
you don't need to. You know, PR every time you deadlift.
And just like in CrossFit, they teach you stages first. They teach you how to overhead squat with a PVC pipe.
That's correct.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then you learn how to do it with a 45-pound bar. Then you learn how to do like a upright row and then snatch, you know, progressions.
Right.
It's a process. And actually deadlift and going back to rowing, the rowing is the same mechanical movements as a deadlift if you think about it. You push off with your legs first.
Correct, yeah.
Then your hips, and then your arms. So it's very similar.
I think the whole miscommunication within that is that you deadlift with a PVC pipe, but they don't teach you how to activate the certain muscles that you need to. People are just squatting down, right? Yeah. They're not activating their lats. They're not activating their back. Right. You know what I'm saying? They're not activating their glutes, their quads. They're just literally just sitting down. So when you do that same movement without activating those muscles, and you put, let's say, 50 pounds on yourself over your head, you know, your muscles aren't ready for it.
No, you haven't
learned how to.
That's 100% dead on.
You haven't realized how to basically get that body connection yet.
So basically,
it's
the coach's fault in a sense if the person isn't really learning it the right way.
If the coach, you know, tells you verbally, try to do this, try to do that, try to activate, try to feel the lats, try to feel the shoulders, protract your shoulder blades and all that. Then, and you don't listen, that's a different story.
Correct.
Right?
But at least he's teaching you, like, how you're supposed to do it.
Right,
are
exactly.
You a coach? Right.
No, I was in the fitness industry for a long time.
Yeah.
Worked for 24 Hour Fitness, LA Fitness, fitness director for LA Fitness. Did CrossFit for many years.
Cool.
CrossFit. And then I just stopped.
Yeah.
Before that, I did martial arts for a long time.
Yeah.
And then he got married.
And then I got married. And then got married, started drinking. I lost all my hair, lost all my muscles. Waiting for another shot of Fireball. Those are the only reps I'm taking these days. You know
forget
what I mean?
Everything.
But yeah, so when the whole CrossFit boom started, right, there was gyms at every corner. It was like fucking McDonald's.
Yeah.
Boom, one here, one here, one here, one here. And then little by little, the CrossFit gyms specifically. And then little by little, they all kind of started like disappearing. The reason why is because those people, those coaches, those owners weren't really teaching those athletes. There were a lot of injuries going on at that time.
Yeah,
and the only ones that are around now are the ones that knew what they were talking about.
Correct. Yeah.
But how many athletes, that's what you guys say in the CrossFit world, athletes got injured in that process.
My sister-in-law, you know she's one of those, what you call it, physical therapist and all that stuff, right? But for like the elderly and all that stuff, And there's a name for it. I forgot. Something with a G, something. So she was telling me, you know, look, most of the people that I see that are like over their 50s and stuff like that has been having a lot of injuries in CrossFit. Be real careful. And that was like way back when we used to be at Brink and all that stuff, you know, like 7, 8 years ago, whatever. But the bottom line is that during that time, like you just said, and you're right 100%, a lot of the people that were going into the ER were actually, you know, injury related to going to a CrossFit gym and all that stuff.
Or, and they're not muscle pain. They're not muscle injuries. Those are ligament injuries. Those are bone on bone.
Tendonitis.
Those are tendonitis. Yeah. It's those injuries. Yeah. And the reason why you get those injuries is because they didn't know how to activate the muscles that they needed in order to like solidify their body to hold that movement.
Yeah.
So the thing, if your muscles don't kick in, the next thing that kicks in is your ligaments, is your tendons. Yeah. And that's why you get those injuries.
Right.
Or also it's that they may be overtraining the same body parts in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
And like that's how you actually get like tendonitis and stuff like that. But yeah, definitely agree. Like like knowing how to work out, learning how your body responds to different, you know, exercises, different workouts. But yeah, CrossFit, I don't recommend for any beginners.
Absolutely not. Yeah. I agree with you.
Because I used to coach Orange Theory.
So what the fuck I'm doing to myself then?
I mean, yo, But you're not at this point. At this point, how long?
It's been like 4 years. You've been like 3 years now.
So what do you mean 3 years? Hell,
you gotta learn your body. You started getting a place over there, bro.
What?
But you started. You got a group of people too that's been doing it for a while.
Exactly.
Well, I think community is very. I think community is like very, very important. You know, when it comes to like, that's why I don't talk shit about Orange Theory, nothing like that, because me personally, I wouldn't take the class. Not for me, but for some, you know, someone who doesn't know how to work out, doesn't want to think about what to do, just wants to show up, be told what to do, and put in the work. Leave in 60 minutes and, you know.
Get on
it. That's it.
That's it, yeah.
Get
it
done.
That's who it's for.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's a market for everything, you know what I mean? But, like, CrossFit, I think, originally, it's, like, it's top tier, bro. It's top tier. Yeah, if athlete, you know, it's an athlete program. It's meant for athletes. Now, you've got your average Joe that hasn't worked out. They're 35 years old. They never ran before. And now you're going to tell them to lift 50 pounds over their head? They don't know how to do that. They've never even exactly 100 times, right? 75 times, whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't know their body well enough in order to go ahead and finish that exercise or that program. They don't know their body. So you have to teach them, get that, like we said, that mind-body connection to get that going, and then go ahead and put weight on their own body weight. If you can't do 100 squats, you know. Air squats.
Yeah.
How are you gonna do 50 pounds, 75 pounds, 100 pounds? You know, you gotta learn your own body weight.
So is there? Since you two guys are like the experts on that, not the expert, but no more than us.
I would not.
No more than us. What should be like the right way to start, like a regimen of working out? If it is this, like you say, 35, never worked out in your life, never played sports or anything. Like, what should be like the
body weight,
the lowest thing that you should start doing before you get like into the heavy and all
body,
that stuff?
Body weight exercises and bands. Yeah, that's where you start, and you don't do
and
that.
And that's what people don't want to do.
And correct.
You know, like right? You're 35 and you got this. Man, you know, machismo in your head.
Man, good.
And you don't want to be like a little bad, like, you know, like stretching a band.
Body weights and bands. You got to learn your body first. Before you learn your, before you put weights and start putting weight on your back and over your head and all that, you got to know your
body. So calisthenics kind of thing?
You got to know, absolutely. Yeah. And bands. You need to be able to feel your bicep on its own before you throw on a 45-pound dumbbell on.
And the,
before you make it grow, whatever.
Yeah.
No, you can make it grow before that because your body's not used to it.
With a bat?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. But whatever.
Yeah, you know, when the pandemic first hit, all I was training for the first 2-3 months was sandbags, resistance bands, and like park at the with bars and stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Body weight and sandbag. Yeah, like a sandbag. Those were really good too.
I mean, you know,
platinum bags.
Is there what?
Racimo de plátano, hermano.
Sadano's bags.
Racimo. You got a racimo. Racimo de plátano. But you know, I'm always proactive in the sense that like teaching people, like if they ask me a question. But there's certain things that in CrossFit is not one of them that I recommend people. Like I don't recommend my friends CrossFit. Like the other day there was a guy telling me, oh yeah, but you know, you this age, and it was actually my wife cousin. And you know, I wanna get into that because you know we're the same age and all that stuff. And I'm like, look, man, I don't recommend you CrossFit. Just like that.
Yeah.
Because we do this, 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 and that, and if you haven't done it,
or it gets really
intense. Right, this guy never done, like, you know, hasn't even gone to LA Fitness ever in his life, or UFIT or anything, you know, and he wants to go into the life. You know, I was not telling him, you know, not to get involved in some type of working out. You get me?
Yeah.
I was just like, CrossFit is not for you because of X, Y, and Z. But I was like, but you could run, you could do this, this, and that.
I think it's more of a programming thing.
Yeah, I think it's a programming thing because I think there's certain aspects of CrossFit, aside from the snatches, the deadlifts, and all that. Aside from all of that, the like throwing medicine balls up, catching the squat, and all those are
air squats and
burpees. Burpees are amazing. That's your own body weight.
Or box jumps, you know.
Go ahead, George.
Going back to what you said about your cousin or whatever you're talking about.
My wife, cousin, bro. Talking stuff.
Your cousin.
No names.
No.
But now you got examples like my wife. My wife had never worked out, and when she started CrossFit, she was a fucking monster.
That's true. I remember.
Yeah. If you got people that can pull through, you know, they can get through it. But there's some that. Your genetics isn't there. Their bones are not there. You know, their ligaments are in there.
Legs are not there.
Like, my family's known for bad knees. I was laughing my whole time. I got a bad knee. Strong. I got two bad knees. Your dad just got hurt a week ago. You know, it's genetics at the same time.
No, I mean, the bottom line is
the bottom line
what you have to look, like, what you have to look in a gym when you actually start working out, what you look for.
Everybody's different.
But is it a general recipe in a sense?
As far as like starting a workout?
Yeah, because you said like body weight is good, calisthenics is good, the bands are good. But when you
if you have somebody that,
you know what it is?
That has never worked out before, that they don't know what it takes in order to the discipline that it takes in order to get to their goal, you start them off with their body weight, right? A lot of these people don't understand what it takes to get to that goal, the sacrifice and the discipline that it takes to get, you know, let's say just lose 20 pounds. They've never done that before. Start them off small. You have to start them off small. You got to build it. You got to build that routine. You got to build that lifestyle. People just want to go from 0 to 100 overnight.
Right. I agree. But you know what it is? And this is the thing that I was going to say before, that a lot of people, they want somebody to tell them what to do.
Absolutely.
Because of the fact that, and like you were saying, Alex, right? Yeah. Alex was saying, because if they are home and they try to do stuff with their own body by themselves, they won't be motivated enough to continue to do it. That was my question. Like, you know, the whole idea of what gym it should be like the best for them or something like that.
I wouldn't say it's just motivation, but it's just knowledge, right? If you've never changed the oil of your car before, if you never changed the oil of your car before, you're gonna know to change the oil.
You know, but the thing is, I agree.
You know shit.
I agree with you. You're gonna loosen up
a couple tires.
I agree with you 100%. But you know what it is?
It's knowledge.
That there's so much knowledge out there for people.
You can find it. Yeah,
but there's so much that are not teaching the correct way. There's a lot of knowledge. There's a lot of information.
There's a lot of good information, and there's a lot of shit information.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's the thing. Like, you know, you can see a video, and you can learn to change the filter, but that guy that's changing the filter is not telling you that this is a Chevrolet. It's not a Cadillac, mi hermano.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they're taking out the radio.
Right.
I understand where you're coming
from. That's the problem.
That's why you
have... Use the red band. Well, he's a beginner. He shouldn't be using that band. He should be using some other band.
Well, that's why you have these trained professionals. You have a mechanic. You have a personal trainer to come and teach you.
Right.
Nutritionist to teach you about food and all that stuff. People don't want to spend money on that. but they still want to go and maybe buy a bottle at this place or fucking eat out five times a week on Grubhub.
Get an expert. Get an expert. It's priorities. It's priorities.
If you don't know what you're doing, get an expert. At least to teach you a little bit. Watch videos on YouTube. Like we said, a lot of information out there. Use those videos. Use YouTube. Go on Reddit. Look up these, whatever they're fucking called. Right. There's information out there. You just got to go find them.
What about this year, guys? What are our resolutions? What are some of our resolutions, man? Anyone? I could start. I don't care. Like, you know, my resolution is to continue to go to the gym at least 3 to 4.
About the solution?
Hold on. 3 to 4. Well, not 3 to 5. 3 or 4 times a week at least. And but I'm gonna scale it. I'm definitely gonna scale everything, bro. I'm not gonna go heavy. I'm not into.
You don't need to go heavy.
You know, I'm not. I'm not. You know, I'm just gonna. I just want to definitely, you know, get back into maybe later on, you know, going a little bit more heavy, you know, on the weight. But at first, you start like if I was a beginner.
You should make a resolution to grow those fucking chicken legs.
He said he wasn't going heavy.
So they gotta stay chicken, bro.
Let's rub it on.
They gotta stay chicken like that, bro.
No, those guys are beginners.
And I love it. Yours are heavy, bro. Like you.
Muscle, bro. Muscle.
Heavy like you.
Touch it. Don't get mad.
I don't get mine, brother. My legs are beautiful.
No, they're not.
And I can run like crazy too, bro.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
But my resolution is...
If police chasing me, I'm running like you.
I doubt it.
Don't smoke anybody here, man. Like, okay.
But that's my resolution, man. My resolution is actually to don't go that heavy. Not to go that heavy.
Yeah, because your legs are not
But you can go heavy. Because you're heavy. Because you're a heavy guy. But let me finish, bro.
Body weight.
Yep. I already got enough weight. I don't need more weight.
You want to continue talking or should I?
Go ahead. All
right, thank you, my brother.
Like I said, he's the button man.
We're all talking.
But the man, chill, bro. But the bottom line is that I just wanted to be able to kind of like be more of not going heavy. To get injured. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get injured.
Absolutely.
I'm afraid to get injured. You know, like my knees are giving up on me. I know that. So I don't want to like go heavy enough that I would just tweak something. And then next thing you know, I'm going to have to go to the doctor and do all kinds of stuff like that.
You ever been injured?
That's the problem. I'm afraid to be injured.
You've never been injured?
Never, man.
What about your never? Yes, you wear arm braces.
Yeah, but not. That's because of. But not
because
like.
Because I let you
deal. You don't your heart
I've been injured so many times.
No, I. You know what? Like I have golfer's elbow.
Yeah.
I have golfer's elbow, and I went for that, and that's why my shoulder was messed up. But I never want to have a chance.
There we go.
I trained myself.
I was my own doctor.
I was my own doctor.
You self-therapized.
Exactly. You know what it is? That I know for a fact that if I go to the doctor right now with my knees the way they are, he's going to find something and he's going to tell me, oh, you need to take this, you need to do
yeah,
this.
Yeah, they're going
to
put you on medication.
And I don't want to do that. I'm the type of person that I'll rather wait until like I can't walk anymore and I'll go.
Mm.
If I find a way that I could fix it myself, and actually like my way that I'm going to fix myself this year is by doing less weight, you know, and then building up again slowly, I'll do that. You know, I'll do that. But I'm not. I don't want to go to a doctor that's like, going to tell me, oh yeah, you have.
Well, let's give you a
this,
shot and
oh,
let's give you
right.
some.
And I don't
want to get surgery.
Let's do some steroids.
Doctors don't make money.
No, I don't want none of that stuff. So I'd rather just go. Lower weight.
You're out.
Okay, not that heavy. Start like from zero again.
Yeah.
That's my thing right now.
Yeah.
But and that's my year resolution.
Yeah.
And like Ozzy said, I'm gonna see if I could stay away from the carbs.
No, carbs
the
are
bread,
good.
The bread.
What are you talking about?
No, I mean, no,
man,
I get,
good,
I over, I,
listen,
oh,
man, you
listen,
guys are
I overdo
crazy.
It, bro. I overdo
carbs.
It.
I
overdo
it,
man.
Yo,
the bread in the morning, the rice.
Late night carbs.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Unnecessary carbs.
Unnecessary yeah. carbs.
Because, right, carbs is energy.
You need.
Right, I know. I know, but the thing
carbohydrates.
Is
think about it. Carbohydrates. Hydrates. What's the second word in there? Hydrate.
The Latino many, the Latino, like, you know.
The rice, man.
The rice, you know, the rice every single day, man, or like 3 to 4 times a week. Really, the bread all the time.
The key is,
rice is fine, man.
In moderate amounts. But the three S's, salt, sodium, and.
Sodium, okay.
Salt, sodium.
Sugar.
No, salt. Not sugar. Is it sugar?
Oh, yeah. Salt and sodium is the same
thing. It's the same thing.
Salt, sugar, and starch, which is like white bread, yeah. Pasta. I mean, potatoes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stay away from those.
Stay away from those. I mean, you know, it's all good in moderation. Salt is good in moderation.
Yeah.
Salt, yeah, those need a little.
Yeah, that's going to give salt. You electrolytes, though. You gotta have a little bit of
sugar
it.
Sugar is good in moderation.
No, but, like, you know, I'm not going to go hard in the sense that, like, you know, I'm not the person that...
Do you drink soda?
No.
Okay, that's good.
No. Yeah, no.
Good. Any of those fake juices? Tropicana and all that bullshit?
No. Only
water and beer, huh?
That's it.
Shit, bro.
Yeah, I don't want beer this time.
We get water and lemonade.
Look, you get your water and your carbs right here.
Lemonade, you know I got to cut down on the lemonade.
You don't have enough, and also fat, bro. We got them fucking chicken legs. That's all you got.
Yeah, man, but the problem carbs. Is...
You need carbs.
The problem is, but
your
brother...
Your son got bigger
is that I'm getting a little belly, my brother, and I never had a belly.
A little belly?
Look at this, bro.
Yeah, you're getting a little older, metabolism is going down.
No, but I never like, encountered that kind of stuff.
Yo, Zonka, you say he's getting fat.
She's been saying that for weeks.
No, but I'm going to deal with all that stuff, man. And I want actually... I definitely... My goal will be... To get back my six pack that I had before, and I did it like you know actually going over the limit when it comes to like after working out, doing my sit up, doing this, doing that, a lot of cardio and all that stuff. So I'm gonna see if I could do that again. That's my thing, maybe, you know.
I can get you there, man. Let's set up a plan. I'll give you a plan. 30-day plan.
All right, good.
There you go.
Got it.
30-day plan.
Got it.
We'll come back in 30 days.
Got it.
I get a plan.
Got it.
I get a plan all the time. She's like, I don't work out to look good. I work out to eat. So we're going to spend money on all these restaurants. So we'll make it happen.
I got the same speech at my house.
We'll check out your body fat. In 30 days, we'll come back and check your body fat. See where it's at. No more beers for you.
A lot of plata,
so it's not gonna work out. So forget all that plan, bro. Forget all that plan, bro.
Well, you don't drink beer on the regular, though.
At home?
Oh, yeah? You do? So you got a fridge full of beers.
Not a fridge full of beer.
Shelf.
Guy.
A little shelf. A little shelf on the door.
So you like to
a beer on the shelf, like them kids.
Well, man, but you gotta, like, you know, at least no, reward yourself.
I thought you only drink here.
I think.
I'm home, you know what?
When it comes Friday, Friday and Saturday, you know, you gotta
get a beer.
No.
Just gotta rise the place, spit the bottle.
No, like, I'll get home, let's say, on Fridays, and I'll have, like, 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Then on Saturday, I'll have, like, you know.
3 or 4 cases?
Damn.
Now my brother will have cases, bro.
3 or 4 cases.
Kegs, man.
Kegs.
Yeah, man, big ass kegs.
No. But maybe actually just stop buying that stuff. But what about you? What are your resolutions?
I'm gonna go ahead and fix my tooth that I chipped. Should be all right. I gotta make the appointments. We should be okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Alex? What's your New Year resolution, man?
Man, fuck that resolution shit. Just keep going, brother. We alive.
Travel more.
Travel more. That's one of my.
Oh yeah, I thought it didn't happen. You said you didn't have any.
Yeah, you just said fuck resolution.
You guys said fuck resolution.
Hey, someone get Boris out of here. Nobody believes this guy.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Nobody believes this guy.
Translation.
What about you, George, man? Hang out, Eddie?
Nah, I'm too old for a resolution.
Even talking like, you heard
my life is perfect.
That'll work.
What about you,
I don't know, man. I got so many.
Resolutions, the McLaren.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably like.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to fight through it. You know what I mean?
Probably. Hey.
Nice. Yeah, he'll drive to show up at the gym next week with it.
The tow truck is dropping it off right now.
Yeah, the truck is dropping it off.
Yeah, not yet. Yeah. Stay healthy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the key.
You look
the key.
Great. You've lost a lot of weight since and I just saw you 2 weeks ago.
48 pounds.
Yeah. Right before Christmas, I saw you.
Wow. Nice. What about you, Tim?
Let's stay married to you.
That's a resolution right there. That's a resolution.
Wait, that contradicts mine.
What are you doing at home?
No, but I think what
be careful, yo.
What Ozzy just said. No. Yeah, what Ozzy just said. Staying healthy, I think is the should
that's
be
the, room,
the number one. Yeah.
It should be everybody's every year.
Yeah, I think so too, man. I mean, and then it comes back to what you said, the eating, that three S's. I'm going to see if I could keep that stuff in mind. It comes to you, Johnny, the same thing about, you know, finding the right way to exercise and start with your body weight and all that stuff and, you know, work slowly up and all that stuff. But I think we should always understand that, and you said this before, that we're all different, like all body types are different, and we should try to see what worked for us best.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, just because it worked for me and my chicken legs, doesn't work for like for your big leg, my brother. Doesn't work for you. You know, so it's actually trying to find out that correct recipe. Everybody's
different. Everybody's different.
Yeah, everybody's different, and
the same way, everybody's the same, which is a beauty in it.
Oh yeah, definitely. And then and we should actually, in one way or another, just you know think about that. Finding out your correct way to exercise.
That's right. Does everyone here eat meat?
Yeah.
I've
gone vegan for months.
Yeah.
Not being. Yeah.
I've done it
for how long?
For like 3 months.
You ate fish in that time or?
I mix it.
Pescatarian, you know.
No, I went straight vegan. No meat,
straight
no
vegan.
Fish. Yeah.
How did you feel in like the first?
I felt pretty good, actually.
In the beginning, the first couple weeks.
I feel pretty good. Your body doesn't retain as much water as it normally does, but you sleep better. You feel more energized.
Yeah.
Didn't need coffee.
You're not mad. You're not.
What you know about it? Let me ask you this
you
thing.
You don't get mad as easy.
I feel good.
Is it just meat, red meat, or all meats?
I think that we were born carnivores. I think that you know we hunted, we ate. I think. Our bodies have gotten used to it genetically and all that.
Right.
I think the whole there's no but.
No, I definitely think there's a but.
I think the but is it needs to be grass fed, it needs to be, you know, or some shit like that. But a lot of we're the unhealthiest country in the world. The same people who are in charge of regulating our food is in charge of drugs. So same people who are poisoning us are the same people who are trying to sell us the cure. And you know,
it's all a business. You know what? When you said it, when you said that about meat, in my house, basically, most of the time, we don't eat red meat. We usually into either chicken or turkey. That's like what my wife likes cooking all the time, you know. And if I eat meat, it's because I'm going out there buying a burger, or I went to my mother-in-law's house and she cooked like, you know, beef. But I try to stay away from beef because of the fact, supposedly, this is what the experts say, not Jesus. I'm not, you know, Socrates not saying this. That supposedly meat in your stomach takes more time to get digested.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's heavier. It's thicker.
People out there are saying.
Fun.
Not me. But that's why we kind of like try to stay away from the meat. You know, like red meat, in a sense, like cow and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But like, you know, when it comes to turkey and chicken, that's kind of like what
I think going back to same as exercise, everybody's body is different. Everybody will metabolize or like process foods differently. That's why I say you gotta see what works for you. But I do know that, like, you know, they are pushing a vegan agenda to create a new industry to profit from.
Yeah,
and,
sure. I agree with that. Yeah.
And all these documentaries that, like, my sister's brainwashed. Oh, but did you see this documentary? Well, who funded that documentary? Like, you know?
Right.
Are they like, people who are profiting from the, you know what I'm saying?
From the document itself. Exactly. Yeah.
So the whole idea of like diets and stuff, I absolutely hate, right?
I don't even say the word.
Like
diet. Diet of it all.
The idea of
you need to be careful. I mean, you need to be sure what you're eating. You know what I mean?
Like, the idea of going straight vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, carnivore, doing that whole thing. Yeah. I don't like it at all. Now, do I think that we're overeating meat, that we need meat for every meal? Absolutely, I think we do. We don't need that much meat, right?
You need to mix and match, you know what I mean? Like,
you need to have,
fish in between, nutrients, chicken, you know what I mean? Like turkey.
Balance. This is what I used to, so I used to eat, this is what I would tell my clients, right? When I was personal training, right? The foods that normal people eat, it's usually very white and brown. It's like white rice or like maybe chicken, potatoes, and all that stuff. You got to add more colors to it. Add colors to it, whether it's tomatoes or eggplants or peppers and all that. Add colors. The more color you have in your meal, the better and healthier I think it's going to be. It doesn't necessarily have to be all meats in every meal, but when you find that right balance that works for you, that's going to give you that energy and you feel a little bit more better and a little bit more energized in the morning, then that's good for you. You found your balance.
Yeah.
But you have to learn how to cook that. Now, they don't teach you how to cook out here.
No, they're not.
People are too busy to cook. Everyone's working all the time, right? You got two kids, you got three kids, you have absolutely no time. You get go home from work, you're exhausted. The last thing you want to do is cook. Right? Yeah, so you get, what do? You go to get fast food. Go to McDonald's. You go to Pollo Tropical. What is it? Starches. Again, think about the colors of it, right? It's fries. It's chicken. It's rice. Potatoes. It's all that same kind of color. Nothing has that like extra vibrant colors, right? You don't have purple in there. You don't have red. You don't have greens. Get those colors in there.
Red!
More colors you have in there, honestly, I think.
Yeah.
It's going to help you out personally. It's going to give you the nutrients that you need, that we're lacking.
Yeah.
So this is a theory that I've had for a very long time.
It's your theory.
My theory. Okay. My own theory. I haven't...
Johnny Mascal.
This is a world exclusive. Right?
Don't steal it.
You look at kids, right? You look at kids that only eat... When you go to restaurants, you can be a sibling. You can be your own kids. Doesn't matter, right? Mm-hmm. Be siblings, a friend's kids, or whatever, but they only eat potatoes, chicken nuggets, what all that shit. They have a yellow complexion to them. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Next time you go out and you see these kids that they eat, they have this yellow kind of complexion to it. Now I'm not being racist or nothing. Don't even fucking go there about that shit. You know what I'm saying? But they have this like weird like yellow complexion to their skin. It's because they're not getting the nutrients that they have, and usually these kids are a little bit more sick than the average kids.
And they don't like the veggies and all that stuff.
But they don't eat the veggies. They don't eat none of that stuff.
The fruits and all that stuff. I don't like
it. Pay attention to that. Don't come back at me saying, oh, this mother... You know, don't say that. But pay attention. I want you to take some time and focus on this.
And look around.
But I've had this fucking theory and this idea for fucking 10 years and I haven't been wrong yet.
Right.
Add some color to your foods. Add some color to your meals. Vegetables. All that. Fruits. People don't eat fruits these days.
No.
Yeah.
Do it. Get out there and try it out.
Yeah.
Get out there.
I totally agree.
Especially in the mornings, man.
He loves fruits. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's better, bro. It's just like people don't have the patience to like prepare the food. Like,
it takes effort.
It's kind of discipline. And nobody has the discipline on this stuff.
It takes discipline.
I'm 100% agree with you.
The same thing that we were talking about earlier. You want to do something that you haven't done before. You want to lose 20, 30 pounds. You want to get healthy. It's going to take discipline. But that discipline also comes with the food that you're putting in. That's going to come first. If you can't get the correct food in your body, how are you going to go out and get that exercise in?
That's true.
If you're not willing to put the fuel in your body, how are you going to go and execute the exercise that you need to do? You know, you buy a $500,000 Ferrari, you're going to give it regular gas?
Right.
Absolutely not.
Negative.
Oil change.
You're not going to give it regular gas. You're going to give it premium.
Top of the line.
Let me tell you what. Your body fucking is more expensive than a fucking Ferrari.
Yeah.
But you got to believe that first.
Yeah.
And I believe it for everybody.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Good. Is that
Johnny Mascal is out.
That's a good theory. That's a good theory, man. And I, you know, with that, we're gonna close down. But you know, bottom line is that you know, bottom line is this. You know, try it. If you decide that you want to go and exercise and work out for your health, for your being like, you know, healthy wise. Healthy wise, that's the word, right? Healthy wise, is it?
Yeah. You know, you want to be more health conscious. You want to be more health conscious.
You know what? It's about working out, but also at the same time, being more what?
Because there's a lot of people having a better diet.
Too.
A better lifestyle.
A better lifestyle, man.
And if you want that better lifestyle, hit us up. We got a PT here. Alex, to give you that workout, to give you that nutrition plan, we can help you guys out. Hit us up.
One last thing, right, Alex. Do they, you know, since you were a personal trainer, do they still show or teach the whole idea of the pyramid? Remember when we were like kids
pyramid?
In high school?
Food pyramid.
No, not the food pyramid. Like the working out pyramid, the resting pyramid, and like the right eating, the right exercising, and the right resting kind of thing. That was like the pyramid we grew up. Remember that in school? Like the pyramid, like, you know, three, like a triangle. Like one is working out, two is healthy eating, and three is resting, sleeping, all that stuff. Do they actually do that or not anymore?
Not
right?
Triangle.
No, they don't do that anymore. They don't do that anymore.
Nah, but. To get certifications, like, there are certain guidelines, you know, like resting period. There's certain guidelines. Like, there's certain guidelines for, you know, hypertrophy training, strength training, power training, or cardio training. There's certain parameters and guidelines for that. There's certain guidelines for eating, protein, carb, fat. Distribution, like, you know, what are your macros, what are your, you know, stuff like that. But all that's it's a little, you know, it's something that you have to kind of educate yourself in. You don't have to be like certified or nothing like that, but just spend a little time doing research.
But when you train somebody, do you actually training in that aspect too, in the aspect of right eating, like eating correctly, all that stuff. Like if you have a client and you're teaching him how to like do whatever X, Y, and P, you're training him how to do like H, Y, and P. Do you actually also talk about like eating the right thing to eat and all that stuff?
So that's one part of doing one-on-one personal training is that a lot of people, it's very hard to get people to follow nutrition. They'll show up to the gym, they'll put in the work, but then the rest of 23 hours in a day, they're not working on themselves. They're
discipline, not, but it's also habit.
So your personal trainer is with you an hour in the gym, gives you some advice for outside the gym, but those other 2 to 3 hours, you're on your own type of shit. So, you know, what I didn't like about one-on-one training is that a lot of times my clients would not follow my instruction or my advice, and then my work of art,
you're sculpting.
Exactly.
You're a sculptor.
It's a, you know. So I'm shit. Like, exactly. It goes shit. So then I got into like group training and then being part of a community. And like that was a whole different aspect when it was just like.
They hold themselves accountable at that.
Exactly.
Point.
And people would tell me like, they go to work for 8 hours. They look forward to getting out of work, showing up to my class. I'm like the highlight of the day. Things like that.
Better than that freaking like one-on-one.
Yeah. And you know, at the end of the day, some people might be just showing up just for how they feel, to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
They're not necessarily working on like, you know, losing 20 pounds or anything like that. Or they're not, like I said, when it comes to like group classes, people don't want to think. They just want to show up and be told what to do. So, you know, some people show up because they do want to lose weight. Some people show up changing up their workout style. Some people show up because
stress. Because of stress.
Stress.
Yeah. Stress.
Just a little getaway from the norm.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So an idea that I had when I was in the whole thing was, like you said, you have that community, right? You have like group chats and all that stuff where like people kind of chat and throw their information out there and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
What I would do is I would try to start incorporating what they're eating, right? What they're consuming. So like, oh, send me pictures of what you're eating, right? And that'll kind of like start a whole like snowball effect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, maybe I shouldn't be fucking eating this fucking
being conscious
Cold Stone's
of
fucking
what?
Ice cream. Yeah. And you know, yeah. They start kind of getting motivated by what other people are kind of throwing in there. Because you're going to have those like your heavy clients, like your really like hardcore clients, putting their food in there. The ones that are extremely exactly, committed. Yeah. And that might trickle down to the ones that, the second tier, the third tier kind of thing. And then
I
might start.
I haven't thought about it. That's actually a really good point.
Yeah. And remember, cocaine is not a dietary supplement.
No, it's not, but it can be on the weekends. It's a fasting. It's a fasting supplement.
Whatever's good for you.
I was trying to say
false,
that.
False
on that.
I do not.
Translation.
Do not do any of those things. Okay, please.
Be a person that condone or or follow or any of that. Any gig is saying, all right, we're doing that.
Those nachos
but,
are not on the menu
you know,
for
bottom
anybody.
Line, I think bottom line to finish it up, and thank you, Alice, thank you, Johnny Mascow, for like always filling in, and we'll CEO George, my brother, Ozzy, Eddie. Listen, just to finish it up, listen, if you're going to work out, remember that also a big part of it is nutrition. Okay, we're not talking about dieting, but knowing what you eat, knowing, you know, what type of food you need to eat, the colors, like you said, colors, right?
Add colors to your diet.
Add color to your diet and all kind of stuff. And why not? Start slow. You know, start with your own body weight and all kinds of stuff. That will definitely help. And then if you want to move on into, like, you know, one of those commercial gym or CrossFit or whatever, Orange Theory, whatever you want to go, then go ahead. But know your body first before you just, you know, emerge into, like, something that, because your friend, saying. Because your friend is doing it or your friend's not doing it.
That's the bottom line, my brother.
But I got to repeat what they're saying. It's the bottom line, my brother.